Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard! Keep your arms and legs on the inside at all times. Hold on tight! The show is about to begin.
Hello everybody, my name is Cindy Bishop and welcome to our Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be discussing metabolic assessment. And we have Shep Saltzman with us today, who is my personal wellness practitioner. And Shep, I want to welcome you, and let me just go over a little bit about Shep. He's a functional medicine practitioner. He is a licensed acupuncturist, certified herbalist, registered nurse, and certified homeopathic practitioner. Shep has a private wellness clinic in Vienna, Virginia. And it's called Vienna Complementary Medicine. I encourage you to go to his website. It is very interesting. Shep is also the principal broker of Realty Investment Company located in Vienna, Virginia, which is how I met him, and is an active real estate broker and continuing education instructor for Cindy Bishop Worldwide. Now, we're going to ask Shep today just 10 questions, so just in case you have any time requirements, but you want to listen to the whole thing because it's awesome, I just wanted to let you know so that Shep can get through all of his questions and talk about healthcare in the world today. So, Shep, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, let's start with question one. Would you please discuss what functional medicine actually is?
Well, it's a term that's used to describe an integrative healthcare system that uses several different complementary approaches. So in my case, I use Western medicine, acupuncture, nutrition, homeopathy, Chinese herbology, and allergy elimination. And the essence of functional medicine, or Everett's practice, is to offer personalized care to each patient and improve the function of their glands, their organs, their systems, and treat the cause of their symptoms.
Okay, well, that's a very good explanation because I think a lot of people are confused about it and how effective it really is. It's certainly been effective for me. Okay, can you give me a major difference between Western medicine and functional medicine?
Yeah, Western medicine is basically aimed at symptomatic improvement and mostly relies on drugs and surgery. Functional medicine is aimed at functional improvement and treats the cause of the symptoms and relies on lifestyle changes, diet improvement, herbs, nutritional supplements, and homeopathic remedies. For example, Western medicine is currently obsessed with lowering cholesterol using drugs known as the cholesterol-lowering drugs used and known as statin drugs. The drugs do lower cholesterol, but no one's asking the question, why did the cholesterol get high to begin with? And can cholesterol be lowered through better function in natural substances without using drugs?
That's really a good example because I'll tell you what, that's exactly what happened to me. And one of the many reasons that I came to see you. And now my cholesterol is within normal range, which it wasn't probably for 15, 20 years of my life because it was so poorly handled. So can cholesterol be lowered without using drugs? And, of course, I'm a living example of that.
You know what? This is one of the things I have a lot of success with. I mean, I use things like improving liver function, improving thyroid function. I use supplements like quality red yeast rice, quality fish oil, coenzyme Q10, and other things that I know about. And my approach doesn't cause the major problems with these drugs, memory loss, muscle pain, muscle cramping, and fatigue, which are all very common side effects of statin drugs.
No, there's so many side effects. All you'd have to do is turn on the television. And it's frightening. I can't believe anybody uses any drugs, honesty. You know, it's very scary.
They trust their doctors. You know, they do what they say.
Yeah, I know. I understand you have a diagnostic tool called a metabolic assessment. Can you describe it and tell me how that tool is used?
The metabolic assessment is a questionnaire that is organized in functional categories. For example, liver function is a category, blood sugar, hormone balance, thyroid function, adrenal gland function, and there's many other categories. There's approximately 10 questions in each category, and each question is about a symptom. I have my patients complete the questionnaire without knowing what categories the questions are in. After they complete the questions, I go over the categories and explain what's causing their symptoms. The cause of the symptoms is the basis of treatment.
Well, that's a very good way to do it, because then they're not kind of hyper-thinking about what, I know when I filled it out, I would have focused more, if I had seen liver, I probably would have focused differently instead of just thinking about symptoms and how my body works. That's a really good way of doing it. Go ahead.
I'm just asking people, tell me the raw data. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What are
mm-hmm.
you experiencing? Rather than trying to figure it out. And let me give them feedback about what's causing it.
Yeah, which is excellent. It's very pure. Can you give me some examples of a question and what pattern it is like part of? So you do the raw questions, but could you give me some examples?
Sure. Okay, here's a good one. Do you feel cold or have cold hands or feet? Now, that symptom is commonly associated with low thyroid function. Another common question is, do you feel bloated after eating? And that's in the stomach food allergy category. So these are very common symptoms that a lot of people have, but they don't know what's causing it. And usually
sure.
they're just given drugs for these things. And they're, oh,
mm-hmm.
you know what, that wouldn't be so bad if it worked. But a lot of times it doesn't work. They get
yeah.
the drugs and they still feel that way. And plus they're taking the drugs, which is often
right.
full of side effects.
Yeah, tons of side effects. All right. So once you have completed the metabolic assessment questionnaire, do you do any other diagnostic work?
Yes, I do. I mean, that's just the beginning. I have questionnaires for brain function, nutrition, yeast infections, parasites that I use just like a metabolic assessment. They're organized in functional categories, and they fill out and answer the questions without knowing what, you know, category they're in. And it reveals dysfunction and imbalances that I don't cover in the metabolic assessment. In addition to that, if they're willing, I will get a comprehensive blood test. I'll do extensive food and environmental allergy testing. And I'll do a Chinese medical exam. And that covers a lot of territory.
No, it sure does. My goodness gracious. So why do people commonly come to see you? You know, what is the chief, I guess, reason why people finally, since they are so mesmerized by the medical profession, what is it that motivates them?
Well, most of them have been to a doctor or another healthcare practitioner, and they still don't feel good. I mean, some of the symptoms may be better. Some of them may not be better at all. Many of them are just getting worse. And their problems like fatigue and depression and being overweight and insomnia, Lyme disease, Hashimoto's, are not being successfully treated. And they want a different approach. They're just, you know, they're getting worse very often. They still feel badly. And they don't like the drugs. The drugs aren't working. It's a combination of things. But basically, whatever approach has been used is no longer working for them. They're looking for somebody like me. Try something different.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That was me. Yep. And we'll talk about what happened to me coming to you, because they need to hear this. It's extraordinary. I think I'd be a statistic like my mother if it hadn't been for finding you. Why do you think the patients you see did not get well when they saw other healthcare professionals?
I think the basic problem is most of the people that practice healthcare are only doing one approach. They studied one thing, they got licensed in one thing, and that's what they do. But I have found that I think the real solution to healthcare is an integrative approach. That means you have to be trained and licensed in multiple fields, and most people are not. And people's conditions just does not respond to one approach. So I think integrative healthcare is the future of healthcare. And it requires a much bigger focus by healthcare insurance on prevention of disease rather than the treatment of late-stage serious conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Cindy, I think I'm a pioneer as far as my approach goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a growing acceptance these days by what I call the leading-edge healthcare professionals to embrace integrative, personalized healthcare and approach wellness as the model rather than the treatment of disease.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, because I had gone to a lot of different wellness people before I met you, and everybody was focused on kind of one thing. You know, it might be the immune system, it might be allergies, but it was never as integrative. So what would end up happening, which is a lot of complaints that people have, at least in my circle, they'll say, well, I can't afford it. I can't spend all this money. That's because they're going to, you know, 6 different people, 10 different people, and it's all these, you know, separate things. And I don't even go to anybody else now. Well, maybe one other person for hormones, but you can actually take care of that as well. It's just habit. Okay, so do you offer any educational seminars or webinars? on these topics?
Well, you know, your real estate school offers, you know, all kinds of classes in real estate, and you're also offering these metabolic assessment webinars and classes. And, you know, I'm really mostly doing them there. Occasionally I do one in my office, but it's not often. So basically, you know, the ones that you're offering, the real estate agents and brokers, are the ones I'm doing. And if people go to your websites, they'll see when the classes are offered and they can attend.
Yep. And
really
they're lucky
the
that I do that,
to do
too, because I care
very
fortunate. Much about their health. If they don't feel healthy, it's usually the last thing people fix, but it's the first thing they should fix. Because the better you feel, the more susceptible people are to work with you, simply because they like your energy. So it's just as simple as that. And it feels terrible to feel terrible. So anyway, all right.
You know,
do you
Cindy,
have anything
I'll
else?
I'll tell you something. Well, I want to just comment about in the last mm-hmm. part. I am a realtor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate in particular is all about self generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a job. You have to create business. You have to make the things you get happen. It takes a large input of energy. And plus, it's not a stagnant field. You have to keep learning. And it takes energy to do that. And you have to feel good to do that. And I hear a lot of complaints from people I treat, because I treat a lot of real estate brokers and agents. They just don't feel up to it. They don't have the energy it takes. They're too tired. They're too fatigued. They don't feel good. And they don't have the energy that it takes to be successful, and I think that's, in my opinion, it's to me my biggest asset in real estate is my own good health and my own energy and enthusiasm for what I'm doing.
Yeah, because fake it till you make it doesn't work in this. You either feel good or you don't, and they can always tell, you know. And nobody wants to work with some sickly person. It's just as simple as that. They don't, because they want to feel good about their experience, and I think that's a real key. So as far as our business goes and being successful. So do you have anything else that you want to say to conclude our interview today?
Well, yeah. What I'm working on now, my newest body of work, is going to be on aging and brain health. And everything I do right now with metabolic assessment and my current practice, they're really the fundamental steps to maintain brain function and age gracefully anyway, and avoid, you know, getting dementia and Alzheimer's and memory loss and fatigue. And as far as I can tell, brain health is everything. And my work goes a long way to being productive and effective and mentally sharp, you know, for the rest of your life. And if you just do nothing about it, it's not going to work. You have to actually create new health habits and get well and maintain your health to avoid having those things happen to you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I had, I want to talk just for a minute about how you cured me from Lyme disease. I didn't just get it once, I got it twice. And when I got it the second time, it was worse than the first time. And you were very instrumental in getting it cleared up. I cannot take antibiotics. They make me sick. And that was the only solution, my first stop at the regular traditional medical practitioner was going to do. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I cannot take antibiotics because I will not get any benefit out of them. And so luckily I had met you and said, gosh, can you do anything about it? But you did. And it was an interesting process. I'm not sure that there was any Was there a standard way to fix that? But some of my symptoms, I mean, I got to the point where I couldn't pull myself up the steps. It was awful. My joints ached like I was exhausted. Me, of all people, Miss Energy. I was so exhausted I could barely function.
I remember.
But I could just barely drag myself up to see you. And, you know, I wonder how, if people are going to get diagnosed properly, because, you know, they missed diagnosis at first. And it wasn't until I came to you. You diagnosed me in about 5 minutes, whereas I had been looking for about 8 months, 6 months, something like that. And I had gone to a couple of different doctors, and they could not find it. And that's really tragic, because it kept getting worse and worse. I think by the time I got to you, I was either stage 2 or 3 of Lyme disease. And I could have died from it.
To me, that particular condition is one of the most easily missed by doctors, because it is not easy to use just standard blood tests to identify it. And even if they do identify it, they have a hard time treating it. I have quite a few patients right now that cannot tolerate antibiotics. Some people can, but when you can't, when it makes you sick to your stomach and really nauseous and it's intolerable, they don't have much else to give you. And then, you know, then you're really stuck. So my approach does not use antibiotics. I'm not against them, but it's not, you know, it's not an antibiotic approach, not a drug approach. And it's often either helpful on its own, or it certainly helps when you're taking them. But that condition is one of the worst, among the most difficult to treat. And it's going to require a multidisciplinary approach for good success.
Well, it worked. I mean, all the stuff that you did, it worked. And the first time, you know, we did a little, it was tough to get rid of it. I mean, if you remember, it was not easy, but we got rid of it. And then, of course, I seem to be a tick magnet, and they just like me so much. And
right.
I got it again, you know. So it
was easy to do.
Mm-hmm. It was really easy to do. So anyway, well, I do, and I do have to say this one last thing. One thing, I am under an undue amount of stress almost at all times. And, you know, thanks to the formulations that I use, I am able to honestly say that I am full of energy. If I'm not, I take a break. I do yoga a couple times a week. That helps me a lot. But it's a lot of it are the supplements. And the supplements you have are really high quality. They're not the stuff that people get over the counter. I don't buy anything that's a supplement over the counter. There are too many fillers. There are too many impurities in those products, and they affect me. And my body knows it. So I cannot take those things. I have to get them from you, and because I think you have like the Mercedes-Benz of products in your little apothecary there. So they are very, very, very good. Now, I do want to say one more thing. We do have our webinar schedule. I hope everybody has a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some websites. So here we go. You can always find our upcoming webinars at www.anymeeting.com/coachingchicksacademy. And for everybody trying to spell chicks like a little tweet tweet bird, it's not. It's not C-H-I-C-K-S, it's C-H-I-C-S, so Coaching Chicks Academy. And it will take you to not only the current schedule of upcoming webinars, but the past webinars that you can listen to in a recording format. Our new website that takes in the school and the coaching is cindybishopworldwide.com. Now, right now, I'm giving this to you, but there's still some things that need to be done, so it's not completely perfect yet. But you'll be able to get to our webinars, to our class schedule, to our blog radio, all of the different things we do, plus our delicious, I must say, delicious resource library. And so that's the second thing you need to know about. And make sure you go there and take advantage of the free weekly training and the 4 free coaching videos that are on Cindy Bishop Worldwide if you click on coaching programs. And traditionally, you can also get to our classes, which host our webinar information as well within the class schedule, at www.bishopteam.org. You go to the homepage event link that has a picture of agents and a little picture caption, and then it takes you to the current month, and all of the classes and webinars and radio programs are in date order. And I tell you that because that's like going in the back door. You'll be able to get to that from Cindy Bishop Worldwide. So with no further ado, I want to thank you, Shep, for being with us today. It's always a pleasure. I always learn more and more and more every single time. And I know you pretty well, that we are talking or I'm in a class of yours or whatever the case may be. So I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for having me as your guest and for always speaking so well of me and what I do.
All righty. Well, you all take care, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, push the safety bars up and exit the ride.